Hi everybody, I'm Dr. K, or Dr. Kareem Zamori. I'm really happy to be here with you today. You see, I don't know, I think I'm a lot like you. I've had a lot of weight fluctuation in my life. I remember growing up as a child, and for the most part, I was a really happy kid, up until the point where I moved from Michigan to Pennsylvania, and that was about the age 6 and a half, and I just absolutely blew up in size. I know exactly what it was like to feel the social stigma of society sort of teasing you and ridiculing you, and you know how kids can be. I mean, it really was sort of tough, and you know, that didn't make it too easy to make friends, because I was self-conscious, people criticized me. I mean, maybe they were just trying to have fun, but I didn't really find it to be that funny, and slowly but surely, I began to become a little bit of an introvert, when in reality, I was much more of an extroverted person. I was very enthusiastic all the time, and I knew that's the way that I wanted to be. You see, with my weight fluctuating over the course of my life, I developed joint pains, and I developed, you know, multiple wardrobes of clothes to the point where it just turned into hand-me-downs from my older brother that was 3 years older that just started getting handed down to me earlier and earlier until finally he sprung up and hit a growth spurt, and I never really did. You know, and that really served as a motivation for me to start thinking, if this is my size and it's not just going to solve itself, maybe I need to do something about it. So, you know, I started to join some sports teams in high school, and basically on the swim team I was able to lose a bunch of weight, and I started to become a water polo player, and I was fortunate enough to take that up to the national level, and I loved sports. In high school I played 3 varsity sports, I got really good with it, and I became obsessed with fitness. But then sure enough, when I got to college, freedom struck, and I put on that freshman 15, and well, the freshman 15 turned into the senior 25, and then by the time I got to grad school I was a good 30 pounds overweight. And it was just really tough to live that way because I had pain all over my body. I had pain in my ankles, my knees, my hips, my elbows, my shoulders, my neck, and my low back. I remember waking up every single morning and just questioning why I was in so much pain at my age. They were taking me to the doctors, testing me for rheumatoid arthritis and Lyme's disease. My father's a doctor, my mother's a nurse. They couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I remember this one time. I went to Argentina with my, who is now my wife, at the time was my girlfriend, to meet her family, and I went shopping for clothes, and at the time I was making fun of it, saying, oh, everybody in Argentina is a midget, and not even realizing how big I'd gotten. Until I got on the scale when I got back, I had weighed 197 pounds at 5'8", and I knew that this just was not a healthy weight for me. But while I was there, I could not find a pair of pants that fit me. Now, I don't know how many people that are listening to this are from the United States, but I can tell you, in the U.S., we make big clothes. We find it to be socially acceptable, at least as far as clothing stores go and the line of development of fashion, to be a little bit bigger. And it struck me like a brick in the face when I realized nothing fit me. I had to go to the giant-sized person stores. I had never been anywhere near that. Like I said, I'd been an athlete most of my life, and I didn't get it. When I got back on the scale and I saw that I weighed 197 pounds, I'm telling you, I just couldn't live that way anymore. That was my breaking point. And I guess probably if you're listening to this audio, you probably had a breaking point too. You see, I always had this dream or this aspiration that I could be this healthy person, and you know, I'd get around to it when the time came, but ultimately, I was going to be a healthy person, and I was going to teach my kids to be healthy people, and I always enjoyed being an athlete, and I never imagined a life without all this movement that I'd grown accustomed to, and at the very least, if I felt like going for a hike or a walk with my dog or whatever I felt like doing, nothing should have gotten in my way. I mean, come on, most kids, we're invincible, right? Now, my common frustration with this was it just over and over and over again. Every time I took a look at a diet or an exercise program, I either found things that weren't that fun for me as far as some of the exercise programs went, or sometimes I would even find exercise programs that were just way too intense, and they didn't understand that I was starting a little bit lower. You know, what worse feeling is there than feeling like you can't do everything that somebody gives you? I can't imagine anything. And that's exactly how I felt. So then, of course, I tried a couple of different diets, thought maybe I'd kick the weight that way. And keep in mind, my background, as it was growing through and I was becoming educated, was in kinesiology, which is like exercise physiology, and physical therapy. I'm a doctor of physical therapy. At the time, I was in grad school for this. You know, I tried every other option because, well, who doesn't, right? It's easier to just restrict some calories and see if that works. And slowly but surely, I started identifying the common trend. I was able to lose some weight, It usually wasn't that pleasant, and as a result, I kept going back to the same status I was, until I discovered this incredible secret, and I don't even know if I'd call it a secret, but until I discovered this amazing solution for fat loss and weight loss. And within a couple of months, actually within even a couple of weeks, all my joint pain was disappearing. I could hardly believe it myself. My neck had stopped hurting. My shoulders still had a little bit of pain. During the time I played water polo, I managed to develop rotator cuff tendonitis in my left shoulder, biceps tendonitis in my right shoulder, and I have two torn labrums that have actually scarred down so much that they have labral cysts inside. So it wasn't like I had this perfectly healthy body going into this that I could do anything that I wanted to. But I can tell you, all this pain started disappearing. My neck felt better. My knees no longer were hurting. I had minor pain in my hips, very little in my back, and my ankles were fine. So it was really just a little bit of pain. It was really just a little bit of pain in the shoulders and a little bit of pain in the hips. And everything else was pretty much gone. And this was within, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks of starting this exercise program. And then within the first few months is when the rest of the pain disappeared. But over the course of this time, I lost over 17% body fat, totaling over 30 pounds of weight loss that I had. And at the same time, I was building muscle. I had never been so strong. You know, I always thought bigger was better, but then I realized that a lot of this tissue that I was calling muscle really was fat, and I had no idea. It wasn't until I had lost the weight and gained the strength that I realized how easy it was to move, how much more I was going to be able to eat, and how much more I was going to enjoy every meal just because I felt so great inside and so proud of myself for being everything that I said I was going to be. You know, I understand genes are a reality and life is more fun when you play. Unnecessary pain, though, is just that. It's unnecessary. And you got to remember that we're not too far away from an evolutionary standpoint from cavemen and cavewomen. You see, as far as our physiological or sort of inside advancement goes, were very much the same. And back then, there were hunters and gatherers, and they used to run for 8 and 12 hours at a time searching for food and hunting and then returning to the home or creating whatever means for shelter that they had. And the bodies were able to sustain this. But you know what happened when they didn't find any food and they went on an 8-hour duration run? They were okay. So what do you think the reason for that is? They were starving for about 8 hours, and they were okay anyways. Of course, they're hungry looking the next day, but their metabolism slowed down. And that is what I'm telling you about. You see, if you don't eat enough, your metabolism begins to believe it's in this mode of starvation. And it wasn't until I realized this that I completely revamped my exercise program and my entire outlook on fat loss and weight loss. You see, as a doctor of physical therapy, I think it's my obligation to help people get fit first. And then if they can get fit, well, maybe all these joint pains, maybe they won't be there. And maybe I don't need to be moving their joints around or causing any sort of potential damage to their body that wouldn't be necessary. In fact, let's face it, physical therapy treatment can sometimes be painful. If I could save them from that by teaching them a little bit more work ethic and a targeted program that's going to reduce their weight, reduce the impact on their joints, improve their energy level, and just generally make them feel great and alive, I think I'm much better off. And that's really where the foundation of the company that I have right now started. It's called Global Fitness LLC, and I'm so proud to be owner of this company. You see, it merges physical therapy with personal training, with nutrition and massage, and it looks at the whole person and that entire rehabilitation continuum. Now, whether or not you think that you belong in rehab, I'm really referring to this in a different sense. What I'm trying to say is rehab for your body, okay? It's not just rehab on a joint or an ache or a pain or following surgery or trying to avoid surgery. Many times, if you think about the amount of damage that you could have done over the course of the last 20, 30, 40 years of your life to different circulatory structures and your endurance level and your heart's health and all that, it really is worth taking a step back and saying, what do I need to do to rehabilitate my entire body? And I can tell you this because now I'm on the other side and I feel so great about this entire experience that I've decided to share the solution with you. And the solution's called Rich Fitness. Now, bear with me. I know it sounds a little bit silly, but getting fit is much like saving up money. If you think about it, it's just food instead, right? Because if you earn a lot of money, well, you can afford to spend a lot. And if you earn a lot of food, you can afford to eat a lot, right? So with this system of Rich Fitness, You basically need to save up in the beginning, making sure that you're not too sloppy. Then all of a sudden, you know, in this instance, you're saving up money in the bank. Then all of a sudden, you get to a point of no return where you have a little bit more freedom of spending. And at that point, well, that's where the play hard comes in. And that's where you can go out and go shopping and get all of those nice things that you've been wanting. But until that point, well, at least from the fitness perspective, you should watch what you're eating. It doesn't mean extreme dieting. But after you've raised your metabolism or put money in the bank, well, you're in the clear, right? Now it's up to you to decide exactly what you're going to do to be able to shock your system periodically to keep your metabolism high. In between, I'm a realist. Let's face it. I've met fitness professionals from all over the world, and I've never met a fitness professional that is nearly as strict on himself or herself as he or she is on every one of their clients that they train. You see, every one of us has this hidden secret that, well, I've decided to share it with you, but we all like to have fun. We're just like you. I mean, we're like you. We like to have fun, but we like to be healthy too. And because we've reached this healthy state, somehow along the way we've decided we need to influence everybody to become healthy, and there's only one way to do it, and that's by healthy, healthy, healthy. But with this concept of rich fitness, save up your calories on good days, spend them on bad. Go shopping, splurge. All that's going to do is reset your system to be better shocked for the next workout anyways. Now, of course, moderation's a good thing, and I'm not telling you that having the healthiest lifestyle possible is not going to benefit you in some great way. But what I am saying is that's not always realistic. So stick with me. I really believe there's something to this rich fitness stuff, and I really think that I'm going to be able to help you achieve the body of your dreams and that healthy state of mind and increased energy level. I want you to start fitting back into your high school clothes. Okay, if you still even have them around, I want them to fit. I want them to even be loose for you. And I want you to walk around with a sense of self-pride and an energy about you that I just feel so fortunate to have right now. For those of you who've been able to watch some of my videos, I encourage you to if you haven't. You know, I'm out here to help you. And if you can tell, boy, am I ever alive. I love life right now, and I have to attribute 90% of my entire attitude to the way I feel each and every morning. What better feeling is there to wake up wide awake? What better feeling is there to know that I have a positive impact and a choice on my own health? What better feeling is there to know that I can overcome my genes through the right diet and exercise without dieting, without weight loss pills, and without spending hours every single day in the gym? You see, this is a system. Lift hard, play hard is a fitness system that teaches you everything. And I mean everything. I would love the opportunity to share all of my knowledge and expertise with you. And when push comes to shove, with all the different things that you invest in life, it's my responsibility to ask you to make an investment in your own life, in yourself, in your own body. A one-time investment that can offer you the world, that can make you feel just as genuinely good as I do. And I want to hold your hand the entire way. And as a result of wanting to hold your hand the entire way and help you through this entire process to guarantee you the result, I'm going to end up giving you a bunch of personal attention and answering all your questions. And the chances are most of them have already been answered. But I'm going to make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. You see, you do deserve to feel as great as I'm describing, and I want to help you get there. It is possible to find exercise for everyone. It is possible to decrease pain through exercise. And this magical fat loss is possible through increased postural enhancement. And this increased postural enhancement, which I believe is one of the most unique and powerful methods of combining both physical therapy and fat loss, because of the fact that it's going to improve the amount that your diaphragm can work to deliver oxygen to the rest of your body, to be able to take in the most amount of oxygen, drive that through your circulation, bring better air to all of your muscles that are just weaning down through this exercise that you're doing and the daily activities and this flexed sitting posture you're in all day. Be able to drive your energy level up in doing so by increasing your endurance. Make things easier on your heart so you can push yourself further and get better results every time. You know, people in my community have started to wonder, how is it, Dr. K, that you're making people shrink so well? And why is it that these people look taller and thinner? You know, postural enhancement just gives people an aura about them, for starters. Number two, muscle balancing is key. If you don't balance your pecs to your lats or your biceps to your tris or whatever else, then you're always going to be setting yourself up for improper joint positioning. Well, how the heck can you be as strong without being positioned as correctly? And that's the fundamental issue. You see, I want to help you find a program that takes into account all of these factors. It's important whether or not you're doing functional training when you're working out, meaning whether or not you're getting stronger in everyday activities. Wouldn't it be nice the next time you have to push a couch or lift up a table or pick something up off the ground if you didn't even have to think twice about it? Wouldn't it be nice to know correct lifting posture? Wouldn't it be nice to know that every time you choose an exercise, it's going to be the best possible exercise at that given moment, guaranteed, and that it's actually going to give you an ability to be stronger and have things become easier in your daily life? And the neatest part about all of this is it's safe. All of this is totally safe exercise, and all the instructions there for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. K. I want to thank you so much for your time. I sure hope you enjoyed hearing about me. I really want to get to know you. And like I said, I really think I'm a lot like you. I understand what it's like to struggle with your weight. I understand what it's like to have people look at you when you're in a bathing suit and wonder why you're wearing one. I understand how frustrating it can be to try so many different programs and not have success with any of them. And I understand how great of a feeling it is to finally find the solution, to get pumped about it, but yet at the same time to be skeptical, to say, you know what, nothing else has worked. How could this possibly? But with Rich Fitness, I'm going to get you there. I've decided to share this concept with you because I want you to feel like I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. K, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great day.